the real threat to Wall Street. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Police today chased off another group of Wall Street occupiers, this time in Oakland.
This is the Oakland Police Department.
Another park made safe from idealism. But it turns out that the real threat to Wall Street isn't the people seeking to occupy it. It's the people who already occupy it. According to Brett Ahrens on MarketWatch.com, on paper, investors are up, on average, 120% in the last 15 years, which looks spectacular. Except for one eensy-teensy asterisk. He points out that those figures don't account for the cost of living. When you adjust for the cost of living, ordinary stock market investors over the last 15 years have made zero. And if you went through a broker, like the big boys do, and paid that 1% annual fee they charge, you lost money. All that advice about dollar cost averaging and investing for the long run. A lot of investors are discovering they'd be better off if, instead of investing their money, they'd slept on it.
Do you spend your nights tossing and turning? Is that pile of money under your mattress keeping you from a sound night's sleep?
It'd be worth it, because the greatest threat to Wall Street isn't unkempt protesters. It's the pathetic investment returns. It's the so-called capitalists who've been consistently eroding your capital. The cops have been evicting the wrong people. I know their tents may be ugly, but have you noticed? They're the one type of housing that hasn't lost value? Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at DaveRoss.com.